Good morning. It's 7:41 a.m. on Monday, August 20. I just looked. Short-term memory loss. It's Monday, August the 26th, 2019. I thought that's what it was, but I didn't trust my tongue to say it correctly. Hi. Monday. It's also therapy day, so I'm kind of in a hurry to get back. I try to get this posted before I get on the road again. On the road again. Everything's on cue. I'm getting more feedback. It's not quite as bad as I thought it was. The feedback coming in was really demoralizing there for a while. It's coming in now. It's like I get a lot of typo reports, which are great, but not exactly the feedback I was looking for. And clearly, I've got to come up with a better way of managing beta readers, because this is a little bit out of hand. I still get a request for beta readers, and I'm still getting requests from beta readers that are not following the protocol that I asked for, which was to email me at a particular address. And while I'm getting emails, it's not the right address, which means it's not on the right computer there where I need it. And I'm getting requests that aren't emails at all. And I've got about, I think at this point I've got about 100 copies of this book out. And well, if everybody gives me some feedback, that's a pretty good sample. The other side of it is that I really expect only about half of people who have beta reader copies will get back to me by the end of today. And maybe only 10% more by the end of Wednesday. And about a month from now, I'll still be getting beta reader feedback on a book that has been with the editor for a couple of weeks already. So it's basically useless. And then probably half the people won't show up at all in terms of feedback. So getting enough people that I get enough feedback is a challenge. But having it spread out across so many days. Morning. Is problematic. So I think what I'm going to do is change my mechanic. I'm going to actually start keeping a beta reader list. And I'll do it using my email list, since I'm paying for that and it doesn't matter how many different people I have on that list. So if you're not subscribed to the email list, you're going to need to be. Well, you're going to need to be if you want to be a beta reader, put it that way. I've got a I've got to set it up, and then I'll put out a call. I should try to get that done before the end of the month. That way I can have it ready and include it on my month end or my month beginning update post on the blog, and then on the 15th send it out to the people who are subscribed and let the folks on Facebook know. So yeah, I did not get enough sleep last night. I'm kind of dizzy this morning a little bit. A little bobbly headedy. It's my own fault. I stayed up too late last night, knowing fully well that I would be awake at least once in the middle and would probably wake up too early in the morning. So yeah, that was on me. I didn't go to bed as soon as I should have last night. Really nice morning. It was really, it's clear blue sky. It's not quite as blue as it would be in the fall. I think the extra humidity is kind of fading out the blue of the sky ahead. And definitely out along towards the horizon. The closer I get to the horizon from immediately overhead, the paler the blue gets, which is indicative of a higher humidity. Also indicative of more air between me and the sky. It's lovely cool, 60 degrees, 62 degrees ambient. The sun is really warm when you get into it, but it doesn't feel too bad. Good morning. Prairie dogs checking me out here this morning. Good morning, prairie dogs. I'm having trouble staying on pace this morning. I'm coming up on the get ready set with me. Post. About every 10 steps, I'm changing foot on the accented beat on the metronome, which is indicative of not being able to stay directly on the beat. I suspect it has something to do with my stride length being just slightly off this morning. The faster tick count requires me to actually shorten my stride in order to be able to hit the beats. And while pushing it, I can lengthen the stride, but I have to move my legs a lot faster, or enough faster, that I can actually complete the stride and get the next foot moving before the next beat comes. Which is like, yeah, okay. Y'all probably know how to walk. Oh dear. So I'm still watching the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm someplace in like nearing the end of season 3. Morning. Guy on a goat. And I have to say, I'm getting really tired of the soap opera style. People who die are never dead. You think, ah, there, your guy's dead. And then, you know, she comes back. And then every episode has to have a cliffhanger at the end of it. Cliffhangers drive me batty. If this was a series, I have a sort of unsettling belief that if this was a series, I'd have chucked it about 5 titles ago. Because the style and the structure, and in a lot of ways the writing, is just... They do a lot of things that just push my buttons, and not in a good way. So I don't know if I'm going to get through this thing or not. I don't have anything anybody's really gung-ho over to replace it with. I suppose I could just turn the TV off and listen to music. Speaking of pushing buttons, I also turned off The Boys. It was like, okay, you get it? I sort of can even understand a bit of it. I get what they're doing. But it's like Black Mirror. I couldn't watch Black Mirror either. Black Mirror is just too precious. It's just too self-conscious, too... too many wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Too many instances where it's not ham-fisted, it's sledgehammer-fisted. If that makes any sense. And the comedy is really... It's really too close to Beavis and Butthead for me to enjoy. So I don't need to watch a series that I find unengaging. So I started watching Booth at the End a couple days ago. It's really intriguing. It's really intriguing. And unfortunately, there's only one series, so I'm going to be looking for something else. Well, there's two seasons, but they're short. There's only like 10 episodes altogether at the moment. Season 3 is... I suspect season 3 is in the works, but... I'm going to need something to take that to watch on the treadmill here pretty soon, something on Prime. Something else on Prime. I'd like something else on Netflix, but I don't know what it's going to be. Up. I wonder if it has something to do with not enough food, not the right food. I don't know. Anyway. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.